Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigar Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vic Aldridge. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reb Russell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cotton Tierney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pie Trainer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Hamilton. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Hamilton. And now, play ball. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Stats moves to second. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hamilton, and towards Tierney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Stats moves to third. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gooch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Friberg, who is chasing the ball. Carey reaches third base with a triple. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Reb Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bigby moves to second. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive into left field. Bigby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton takes first base on ball four. Gooch moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hollocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carey, who is chasing the ball. O'Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stats takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 0 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. Stats moves to second. It's Cubs, 1. Pirates, 1. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stats scores. Hollocker moves to third. Terry moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to home to get Hollocker. Terry moves to third. Grimes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. One out. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bigby hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reb Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-1 in the game. Tierney hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stats, who is chasing the ball. Tierney reaches third base with a triple. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tierney tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldridge hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stats hits a fly ball into right field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville bunts in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to second. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. Carey moves to second. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to home to get Hamilton. Carey moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Reb Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stats, who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Carey scores. Bigby goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Pirates. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tierney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 5-2, Pirates. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tierney moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Big B. Terry reaches second base with a double. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Marty Callahan pinch hits for Bernie Friberg. Hal Carlson now pitching. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Grimes moves to second. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Grimes moves to third. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Miller moves to second. It's 5-4, Pirates. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Turner Barber pinch hits for Vic Aldridge. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Farrell. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. O'Farrell steals second. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Marty Callahan now playing right field. Virgil Cheeves now pitching. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gooch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Terry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Gooch moves to third. One out. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gooch tags and scores. Moranville tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Pirates. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Big B hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stats hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to third. Merle Brown now pitching. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terry. The throw from Gooch and he is out, Maranville applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Reb Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tierney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tierney. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Tierney steals second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callahan moves to third. George Meisel pinch runs for Hack Miller. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callahan scores. Meisel moves to second. It's 6-5, Pirates. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Virgil Cheeves. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Meisel moves to third. Krug moves to second. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stats is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stats takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meisel scores. Krug scores. Stats goes all the way around to score. Hollocker moves to second. It's 8-6, Cubs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. George Mysel now playing left field. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gooch for the out. One out. Jim Maddox pinch hits for Merle Brown. Jim Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callahan. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-3 in the game. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. Kettleworth's now catching. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox scores. Moranville moves to second. It's 8-7, Cubs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bigby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terry catches it and throws to second with Hollocker covering, to double up Moranville. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Morrison now pitching. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callahan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gooch fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gooch. Grimes moves to second. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Tierney covering, for the out. Grimes moves to third. Callahan moves to second. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Callahan scores. It's 10-7, Cubs. Kettleworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Krug moves to second. Two outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Pirates 7. The Pirates will come to bat. Reb Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wirtz for a passed ball. Russell moves to second. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tierney strikes out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 7. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.